So I was asked to go over with you some foundational information about cities and about their authority to help you to be a basic building block to help you through the rest of your conference and hopefully help you understand some of the other things that you'll hear throughout the next 3 days. Here's a quick outline of what we're going to talk about. I'm going to go over a brief history of cities in Texas, not too in-depth. I'm going to tell you about the different types of cities that we have here in Texas. Did you know that there's different types of cities? Where they get their authority from. I want to talk to you about a legal concept known as preemption, a legal term. I'm going to talk to you about a couple of resources that you might find helpful when you leave the conference. And then if we have time for questions, I'll certainly be willing to take your questions. So let's start with a quick history of cities here in Texas. Until 1858, really the only way that a community could incorporate as a city here in Texas was through a special statute that was related just to that community. Then, in 1858, the legislature passed the first set of general laws, a more general process under which any community or any qualifying community could utilize to incorporate as a city. So that means from 1858 to 1913, the two basic ways that a community could incorporate as a city were using those, either getting a special statute passed or using that general law process.